Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And beginning on Friday, October 2nd, and running through October 11th, it's the 2020 LA Prize Fest coming right here to Shreveport this year in the cybersphere, which means people can watch this from all over the world and join in with movies, fashion, music, and so much more. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studio via Zoom, yes, we are all high tech today, it is Gregory Kallenberg, and he's going to fill us in on all of the great stuff that's going on. You guys have really made a transition this year to online, given the COVID-19 situation.
You know, we have, Bill, and, you know, it's been an exciting pivot for us. I mean, you know, again, you know, we all had to change from being in the streets to being on the interweb. And you know, the Prize Foundation's done a wonderful job. I mean, we did, a show called PrizeCast that now has over 300,000 views. We did an online music festival called PrizePalooza that now has over 40,000 views. So, you know, we've gotten to learn how to do this pretty well, and we're super excited about what's coming up for Prize Fest.
Well, the one nice thing about this is that it makes it available worldwide. So you can be in Japan, and if you want to join Prize Fest, then you can view a lot of these films online and participate that way.
Well, you know, absolutely. I mean, the great thing about Prize Fest being online is that everyone can be a part of it. And, you know, because of what Prize Fest has built here in Shreveport and the goodwill that has continued on through the musicians and through the filmmakers and the fashion designers and the chefs that have been a part of it, I mean, we're already starting to see a global reach for what Prize Fest 2020 will be.
Let's go back real quick. Where did all of this begin in your mind? I mean, there was a time when you sat down and thought, I want to do a festival here in Shreveport, and I want to do a film festival. How did that all just kind of spawn?
You know, I will tell you that it really didn't. It really kind of started as the anti-film festival, to be honest. I mean, like, you know, I'm a filmmaker by trade, and to be quite honest, I hate film festivals. I think that they, unless they're big and they can do something for a filmmaker, there really wasn't a whole lot a film festival does for a filmmaker. And so what I wanted to do was create something that enabled the filmmaker to better themselves and to evolve their talent, and then to hopefully get them to that next rung that allowed them to practice their craft as a business. And, you know, the film prize was born to do everything that a film prize or to do everything that a film festival doesn't. I mean, the film prize is there to incentivize and transform and activate filmmakers to do the work and then to get compensated for that work. Our goal was always to build an independent filmmaking community here in Shreveport, in the same way that I saw when I lived in Austin, Texas. And, you know, to watch what the film prize has done in the last 9 years, I mean, we have an indigenous film community here in part because of the work that the film prize has done. I mean, we have a very talented, creative group of people that are doing beautiful work, and they're doing it without going to Los Angeles or going to New York City. They're doing it right here in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we're very proud of that.
And that is going to be the wave, I think, in a lot of ways of the future. Music industry has gone to, you know, home recordings. I just got a Simone Dinnerstein record recorded in her apartment. You can do this now. There was a time when you couldn't do it, but now you can do it, and you can do it high quality and professionally. All you have to do is have a little bit of equipment, and that makes filmmaking a much more adventurous thing, where you have so many more ideas that can germinate out there.
I think what's incredibly interesting is, yeah, I mean, you're right, there's been a democratization of the technology, but you also couldn't find a better environment than Shreveport, Louisiana to make something like a film. I mean, and when I say that, you know, again, you have a crew here that are very talented individuals that have learned over the last 9 years how to do all the things of, you know, a film crew needs to do. But you also have a city that is incredibly open and generous, and I always say it, they it's a city that doesn't allow you to fail, and making a film here is a joy, and I hear it all the time. And we have filmmakers coming in from all over the world to make films for Film Prize, and you know, they love being in Shreveport, Louisiana. They love what we have to offer. They love this city, and I think that that's, you know, another super special part of the Film Prize is that it's here in Shreveport.
So let's go through what you've got in store for this year. Let's go through all of the different categories and all the different opportunities for people to get involved.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I got to tell you that this has become an incredibly special and robust year for PrizeFest. I mean, I was incredibly surprised and joyful when I saw how many films got made during a pandemic. And it really just shows the resilience and the creativity of these filmmakers. So, you know, I mean, starting with the film prize, which is the crown jewel of, you know, what we do at PrizeFest. I mean, you know, we have 20 amazing films by filmmakers from all over the country that will be competing for $25,000 cash. And by the way, $25,000 cash is still the largest cash prize for a short narrative film in the world. And we give it right here in Shreveport, Louisiana. But the great thing is, starting October 2nd, you, the viewer, you know, by buying a pass, get to see all 20 films. You get to cast your vote from the comfort of your own couch, and you get to help transform a filmmaker's life. So from October 2nd through the 11th, you can see the films. You can see all 20 of them. You have to see all 20 of them. And then you can cast your vote for your $25,000 winner. When it comes to the food prize, we have a couple really amazing things going on. In fact, right now, as we speak, there's something called the Power to the People Golden Fork Award that you, the audience, get to award one chef. That chef wins $1,000 cash. But what you have to do as the voter is you have to go to one of the six Golden Fork restaurants, and you can see the restaurants at prizefest.com under food. So prizefest.com under food. And then basically you have to visit at least three local restaurants. Once you do that, you get a prize passport, and that prize passport comes from the chef himself. And then once you get three punches, you can actually vote for that winner. Alongside that, with Food Prize, we are doing three celebrity chef cook-alongs. So you get to cook right along with a celebrity chef. If you sign up for the Food Prize Celebrity Chef Cook-Along, we deliver a PrizeFest Food Prize basket to your door that has all your utensils. It has all the special spices curated by the chefs. And it has that wine that goes along with it, which makes every cook-along that much more joyful. But again, you can go to prizefest.com/food, and you can kind of, you know, see these three celebrity chef cook-alongs. It's going to be amazing. It's only for 30 people, but it's going to be incredible. And then we have, of course, a fashion prize, which is on October 9th. Again, you can go to prizefest.com, and at prizefest.com, you can buy your tickets for the fashion prize. Fashion prize, that's going to be Katie Larson is producing a fashion show. They're going to have live judging, but then you, the audience, get to help pick the best designer in this region and bring home, or help somebody bring home, the Fashion Prize Award. Same thing with Music Prize on October 10th. Music Prize is going to be local and regional bands duking it out for $1,000 cash. And, you know, again, this is an audience award. I mean, what is beautiful about PrizeFest this year is that there's so much of it that can include and involve the people out there. So, I encourage everybody to go to prizefest.com and support this festival and be a part of it, because, you know, we all need a little joy in our life, and PrizeFest is certainly on track to providing it to all of us.
Absolutely. I'm noticing a couple of things here. Number one, you have on-demand films becoming available. So is that something new and that you're going to offer in the future?
Well, you know, it's interesting looking at all these things that we're doing online. You know, the question is how do all these things that we're doing change us, and what do we offer in the future? I will tell you what's really interesting about Film Prize so far is that one of the lowest number of tickets has been, you know, Shreveport, which, you know, again, I mean, we're just getting the word out. We're, you know, people are just starting to, you know, call our office, find out when PrizeFest is going to be. But through the filmmakers, we're already, you know, past, I think we're at 26 states have bought tickets to PrizeFest. We have tickets that have been bought from Canada, England, New Zealand, Australia. I mean, it's, you know, and the beautiful thing is, it's all being broadcast from Shreveport, Louisiana. So, you know, these people that are all buying tickets, these people that are all going to be a part of PrizeFest, get to see something that is directed right back at Shreveport. So, you know, when it comes down to it, yeah, I mean, you know, on October 2nd, these films will all be available on demand. You can watch them at your leisure, but you got to watch all 20. And then you're going to cast your vote. You're going to help one filmmaker win the world's largest cash prize for a narrative short film. It's incredibly exciting.
Excellent. Now, another thing that I see here, speed dating with the filmmakers. Give us a rundown of this. It sounds interesting.
Well, you know, it's always been a tradition with Prize Fest and with Film Prize to connect our artists, our creative entrepreneurs with their judges. I mean, it's very different, you know, from film festivals. Film Right. festivals really like to put up a Chinese wall between a judge and a filmmaker. For us, we like to put them together. In fact, it's all about tearing down that wall
Right.
and creating a community. And that community is really what makes that filmmaker better. It helps them evolve. It gives them that contact that they need to make their career more viable. And so everyone is invited. And when I say everyone out there who is holding a pass to Prize Fest, right, or to Film Prize, is invited to watch the speed dating. And that allows each one of the 20 filmmakers to face their judge online. So they'll be facing them virtually and be able to speak for 30 seconds and convince them not only what, you know, that their film is viable, but also to tell the judge why they should vote for them, which is, it's hilarious. It's awesome. There's a lot of energy to it, and there's a big reason to it, right? These filmmakers need to learn how to communicate, and mm-hmm. they get to do it right to the judge and hopefully convince that judge to vote for them and, you know, hand over $25,000 cash.
I notice here one of the things you have is the Film Prize Cult Classic Movie Screening, and I'm a big cult classic movie buff myself. I watch a lot of old sci-fi movies and goofy stuff like that. What is this all about?
Well, you know, again, I mean, you know, the Film Prize and Prize Fest wants to bring people together. And, you know, the good and the bad of being online is it's we're all, you know, together in our homes, but not together as one where we can sort of like interact and laugh and do all those things that a film is meant to make you do. We're gonna do our best. We're going to put on a classic movie. We're not ready to announce it yet, but it is going to be a blast. I can tell you it's a comedy. And it will have live commentary. And again, it's supposed to be about us being able to connect together. And as you had said before, I mean, these are strange and unprecedented times. And we are really trying to reach through that computer screen and bring people to a place where they can all enjoy Prize Fest as one cacophonous group of people.
And also safely right now under these conditions. So you've got a lot of music. Can you tell us, give us a lineup of some of the bands that are going to be competing?
Well, you know, what we're going to be doing this year is very different from what we've ever done with Music Prize before. Again, you know, this is a crazy time where people are trying to make it, right? People are out there just wanting to connect, just needing, you know, someone to throw a dollar in their hat. And so what we're doing for Music Prize this year is Music Prize is open to any band that wants to play.
Oh, wonderful.
And so all they have to do essentially is pay a $50 registration fee. $50 earns them the a place in the lineup. You also will, our partner on this is Fairfield Studios. Basically, they'll take the stage at Fairfield Studios. And when they take the stage, we'll put up their URL so the audience can tip them. So they make that $50 back very quickly. Then the audience votes on their favorite and their favorite band wins $1,000 cash. And, you know, at the end of the music prize, one of the things we're going to be doing with Fairfield is we're going to give all the bands back their footage. So, you know, what the bands can do is the bands can either monetize it. The bands can send it out to help advertise who they are and what they can do. And, you know, again, what the Music Prize is trying to do this year is elevate that music culture that's local, but also help these musicians that are out there that are looking for places to play. They're looking at ways to be compensated. And any way we can help them do that is something that is very important to the Prize Foundation and everything that we do here in this office.
And this is an extremely tough time for all the performing arts because performance is about getting into big social settings and presenting what you do. And right now it's an extremely difficult time for them. Let's go through. Are there any other things that you want to mention about the festival? I know there's so many components involved. I'm sure we haven't touched them on.
Well, you know, I mean, there's a lot going on, and we know that our film prize people are going to come to film prize. We know our music prize devotees are going to be going to music prize. We know our food prize people are going to make a beeline for those side-by-side, you know, celebrity chef cook-alongs. You know, I think what's important is that everyone engage. Everyone engage with Prize Fest this year. Everyone needs to go to prizefest.com and see what's going on and be a part of it. We know there's a lot going on. We know that we have, just like we always do, we have overplanned this in the most beautiful way possible. Now it's time to kind of find your bright moment and activate and be a part of this. I mean, what is so beautiful about Prize Fest and what's so beautiful, you know, about what this pandemic has done, if there's any good that can come of it, is the Prize Foundation has shined a very bright spotlight on our hometown of Shreveport. And we have put our town on a national pedestal. And now we want our town to be a part of it too. I mean, you know, again, you know, come see the 20 films and help, you know, award our $25,000 film prize, you know, do the Golden Fork Power to the People Golden Fork competition by going to these local restaurants, you know, see the local bands at Music Prize, you know, on October 10th, be a part of Fashion Prize on October 9th. You know, this is something that really is, you know, we've worked very hard this year to make sure that this still happens. So hopefully everyone will, you know, make their way to prizefest.com and get a pass and find some way to be a part of Prizefest 2020, because, you know, as crazy as the times are, as unprecedented as they are, we are very excited about what we are able to produce and do it right here in Shreveport, Louisiana. So we hope everyone can be a part of it.
And we will be resilient and stick along with you. So any final thoughts that you want to share?
Well, you know, again, I am incredibly proud of the way that our city has been through this pandemic. I am proud of how resilient the citizens have been. And I'm proud of how hard everyone's worked to create a bright place in somewhat dark times. And I appreciate everyone. And I hope that everyone can make their way to Prize Fest this year and be a part of it. You know, I got to tell you, I also deeply appreciate all the work you guys are doing at Reverb Radio. We have a kind of a cheer here at the Film Prize. I just want to just do it real quick, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
I want everyone to sort of feel it with me, but I'm going to say it on three. I'm going to give a little Viva La Red River Radio. You ready out yep. there? Viva La Red River Radio. Thank you, Bill. That was awesome.
All right. Thank you, Gregory. And good luck on the Prize Fest. I know it's going to be a success this year.
Thank you, man.
That was Gregory Kallenberg, who joined me via Zoom this morning to discuss this year's Prize Fest 2020, which begins Friday, October 2nd and runs through October 11th with prizes announced on October 13th. The festival features movies, fashion, music, food, and much more. And this year's festival will be an online festival in lieu of the COVID-19 pandemic and will be worldwide. We have a downloadable schedule of events on our website post for this spotlight, and complete details can be found by going online to prizefest.org. That's prizefest.org, or you can contact Prize Fest at 318-213-6437. That's 318-213-6437. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.